KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 60 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. One person was transported to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital by private vehicle Thursday evening following a collision at the intersection of West Joy and North Broadway Streets in Red Oak. Authorities say 34-year-old Brandon Strunk of Red Oak complained of ringing in his ear, possibly the result of a side airbag deployment. Strunk was traveling south in a 2007 Honda Civic when his car was hit on the driver's side rear door by a 2008 Chevy Impala driven by 17-year-old Ryan Green of Red Oak. Green told police he stopped at the intersection headed westbound, but due to the sun being in his eyes, didn't see the Civic. A witness told police Green did not properly stop at the intersection before proceeding into it. The impact spun Strunk's car around 180 degrees. Damage from the crash amounted to $15,000. Red Oak Police issued Green a warning. A Union County man was arrested late Thursday night. Police in Creston say 20-year-old Ryan Jason Parmenter of Creston was arrested for domestic abuse simple assault. Parmenter was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond until being seen by the magistrate. The Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs has awarded more than $599,920 to 27 historic preservation and county school projects in 22 communities across the state. Locally, the communities of Clarinda, Denison, and Winterset have received a total of more than $14,000 for their projects. The Nottoway Valley Historical Museum in Clarinda was awarded a grant for $2,875 to restore and preserve the Page County Goldenrod Schoolhouse. The building is used throughout the year as an educational resource for area students and visitors to learn about the days of the country school. It educates over 5,000 visitors each year. The Donna Reed Foundation for the Performing Arts in Denison was awarded a grant amounting to $1,333. So the Donna Reed Museum and Archive can properly store and organize the vast collection of her personal artifacts and provide proper storage for a growing collection of items relating to the history of Denison. And the Madison County Historical Society in Winterset was awarded a Department of Cultural Affairs grant of $10,000 for a research library archive preservation project. The grant will be used to purchase archival supplies and engage a professional archivist to advise staff and train volunteers. The project will bring historically significant documents together in one location for safekeeping, making them easily accessible to researchers and preserved according to museum industry standards. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission approved one of two requests for hardship payments Thursday for those impacted by the downsizing of the Greyhound racing industry in the state. The commission approved $30,000 for Richard Barrett, who says he couldn't find a job, making what he lost working video equipment at the Council Bluffs Greyhound track. They voted against any payment, though, to Diana Haverty, who said she lost her job at her parents' kennel and the money she had counted on to pay for college. Commissioner Jeff Lamberti said they examined each case individually.
We have to look at, you know, what was in the legislation, which wasn't a lot with respect to hardship, quite frankly, and then we came up with rules about that. And what we were really looking at primarily was like the first case, where somebody who lost their job and no other opportunities, you know, skills that weren't easily transferable to another industry. And that's why I think we approved that hardship claim. It was directly related to it.
Lamberti said there appeared to be less of a hardship in Haverty's case.
When I personally looked at the other situation, I think there was opportunity to go out and find another job from the time it closed. She's young. I mean, she can go get a job like any other kid would. And while it's admirable to want to go to college debt-free, I'm just not sure that's the job of the commission or the intent of that hardship fund.
The casinos that operated the Greyhound tracks in Council Bluffs and Dubuque are paying into a fund to handle the hardship cases with a maximum payment of $100,000.
I think as we've gone through these and we tried to send the message that, you know, we're going to set a pretty high threshold in terms of that hardship. You know, we've had people that initially filed and then withdrew where they had a job opportunity and they chose not to take it. Well, that's not a hardship.
Lamberti says Barrett's case was a good example of how someone was directly impacted by the closing of the track.
He got a job, but it was substantially lower than what he'd done. It wasn't in his field, and so he had a real hardship. And we wanted to set the bar kind of high because we couldn't probably logistically handle 500 claims.
He says each person making a claim has to fill out the proper supporting paperwork.
Our field staff goes out and investigates each one of the claims, interviews them. If there appear to be gaps in information, documentation, they get it. And then they write up a full report for the commissioners.
Claims had to be filed by June 30th to qualify for any payment. There were 20 claims submitted, with the commissioners approving four, including Barrett's claim. Five of the claims have been denied, two were withdrawn, and the rest are pending. The commission has approved a $100,000 payment, a $50,000 payment, and two $30,000 payments. The agreement reached by legislators and approved by the governor closed the Council Bluffs Greyhound track and shifted the management of the Dubuque Dog Track away from the casino there to the Greyhound Racing Association. The Cass County ISU Extension Office says efforts are currently underway to strengthen and build on the long and historical presence local food and agriculture has had in Cass County. In late 2015, Cass County Extension and the Cass County Local Food Policy Council began a collaboration through a grant project in partnership with the ISU Community Design Lab, ISU Extension and Outreach, and the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture. The group has been building a comprehensive history of local food and agriculture activities and working to identify interested partners. In the spring of this year, the group began formally working together as the Cass County Food System Action Coalition. The goal of the newly formed coalition is to identify current ag-related resources and needs to make fresh local food products more widely available to residents. The process involves community networking, analysis of local data, public input sessions, project prioritization and design implementation, along with documentation. Depending on the community, the process might result in more community or school gardens, the establishment of a CSA or food box program, the addition of edible plants to existing parks or public spaces, or new facilities where farmers and entrepreneurs can process food. Local Coalition of Partners is now looking for input from local residents about their food systems. Several dates have been set at local events where residents are invited to come and share their food stories, discuss the changes they'd like to see, and explore new ways to increase food access in Cass County. Members will be available this Saturday, July 16th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Atlantic Farmers Market in the Orchelands parking lot, and on Monday, July 18th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at the Anita Farmers Market at the Banshell Park. Organizers expect additional dates to be added in communities around the county in August. The coalition is also still looking for steering committee members as well as folks who are interested in participating in special projects as they develop. For more information or to get involved in the project, you can visit the Cass County Extension website at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. You can call the Cass County Extension office at 243-1132 or email the program coordinator, Kate Olson. All those links and phone numbers are available on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And Tyson Foods is offering to pay $400,000 to buy out its remaining lease at a plant it closed in 2014 in the northwest Iowa town of Cherokee. Tyson's Wes Morris said Thursday the Springdale, Arkansas company is offering to pay all of its remaining rent for the next 4 years to end its interest in the vacant building. Morris said that would give the building owner and local officials more control over marketing the plant. It wasn't immediately clear whether the building's owner will accept Tyson's offer, though. New York real estate investor Mark Langfin's family owns the building. Previously, local leaders in Cherokee had criticized Tyson's handling of the building. Tyson said several food companies expressed interest in the plant but decided it wouldn't work for their needs. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.